Sports, brought to you by Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange and Wyoming Building Supply. 7:45 on your Thursday morning, 7th day of May. Julian James on the show this morning. Welcome.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Good.
Good. All right. Today, 7th day of May. We're cruising along. 1985 was the year. The first pig racing season began in Tulsa to culminate 10 weeks later with Arnold Ziffel sweepstakes. The first year favorites were Marvin Hogler and Bruce Pigstein.
That's funny.
There you go. Yeah. Good names.
They do pig racing in Red Lodge, Montana. Okay.
They do it in South Dakota too.
And I've been to those. I've been to a few of those over the years. I haven't been to it recently, but those are hilarious. Small town. It's outside of Red Lodge, actually. And it's just a fun place, and they have a big restaurant. They have a restaurant, place to eat, and people sit around, and they can bet on the pigs, which ones might win. And yeah, it's pretty.
They have that in South Dakota. That there's a farm there, and you can do the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty funny. Today is Cosmopolitan Day. All right.
Sure.
Today,
you drink, I'm assuming?
Never had one.
Yeah. No, I haven't either. Today is the day of the Mastiff.
Ah, yeah. Big dog.
Big dog.
Big dog. Big dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like really
don't they
big
pack
dog.
Like they use those like pack dogs, don't they? For
I think they were originally protection animals.
That makes sense.
I can see that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think it'll scare you first before it has to do anything. Today is leg wear day. James and I are probably...
Leg wear? What yeah. the heck?
I don't know.
It's pants day, I guess.
Leg wear.
Leg warmers yes. or socks? I mean,
probably.
There's a lot of leg there.
Leg wear.
A lot of leg wear uses
tights,
there.
Leg sleeve.
It's whatever you want it to be leg wear day.
Okay.
Roast leg of lamb. That's good.
Hmm.
Never had
No, never had it.
I was going to say.
It's been a long time.
Fed gyros with lamb. Yeah.
Okay.
But never had a leg of lamb, I don't think.
I think you'd like it.
I mean, I like the gyros, so
okay.
with lamb.
All right.
Or goat.
Tourism day.
Yeah.
We got them here.
Tourism.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. You guys
welcome.
Okay? You guys awake? Hello?
Welcome to Sheridan.
Welcome.
And Buffalo.
Yes. Mm-hmm. World and worldwide. World Password Day. Passwords.
Julie's good at that.
I'm not good at saving them.
She loves password day so much she makes a new one every day.
I'm not good at saving them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's
why?
Comically bad at it, I'll be honest with you.
Comically bad?
Yeah.
I'll ask James to help me with...
It's become a joke. Anytime there's a login, I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yeah, that's exactly what he says.
So
what's
begins.
Your password?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you keep your passwords?
Yeah.
Julie...
It's the same answer every time. Where I'm like, just write it down or put it somewhere.
Put it somewhere. All right. Oh, boy. Check this out. 49-year-old guy from Aruba set a new Guinness World Record pulling a 21,000-pound bus a distance of 65 feet using a rope around his neck.
Good God.
Cool.
Around his neck.
Around his neck.
That's 65 feet, is that what you said?
65 feet.
I mean, that's a long way.
He holds 9 other Guinness records, including the fastest 20-meter bus pole with one finger.
What are
these random
things? What was
things,
this guy's name?
Edmund Molina.
Okay. This feels like one of those people that just do world records.
Yeah, well, he has 9 others. So
there you go.
He must.
That's what he does.
He has the other one for
I want to look them up.
The one for the fastest hot water bottle burst.
They're okay.
Just random.
It's a career.
Just random things, right?
Some of them are chasing them, I guess.
Wyoming history? Wasn't it too exciting yesterday, so I didn't do it. But I'll just
mention
it.
Well, now I want to hear what it was yesterday.
I know,
don't
you?
See? Yeah.
Thank you for saying that. 1942 was the year. That was my goal. Big Piney resident, doesn't say the name, celebrates his 100th birthday.
That was yesterday?
Yeah, it was yesterday. He was
born
May 6th, 1842.
Wow.
Yeah.
Went through 2 world wars.
Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was yesterday's.
That was kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
1953, Wyoming State Journal reports that Wyoming is free from illegal rum stills.
Oh, yeah, get right.
That's,
out of here.
That's lesser news what does that than mean? Yesterday's. Right.
No, well, I don't know what
no
that
more
is.
Bootlegging?
Rum stills?
You talking about Rumpelstiltskin?
No. Booze.
There's no more Rumpelstiltskin in Wyoming.
rum stills? Is that what you said?
Yeah,
rum
stills. Like a still alcohol?
Yes.
Okay.
You with me? Rum?
Literal
alcohol?
Oh, okay. Rum, literal. Like the actual things you make rum in.
Right. You were thinking Rumpelstiltskin.
Well, wait a minute. Do we still not have? We've got to have rum stills now.
I think we have whiskey for sure.
Yeah, it's licensed.
Oh, this so this would have been. This would have been.
There's people that do.
I didn't hear what year you said. So 52. This would have been.
52.
I mean, after Prohibition. Why did they get rid of the rum stills?
Well.
Maybe it's hard to make here because
from
it's
illegal. They were illegal rum stills.
Oh.
That was 1953.
I wonder what the population here was then.
84.
Population 84.
Yeah, close to.
Got a lot of trivia today. Oh, here's a quiz. We're going to do a quiz. You guys want to do a quiz?
Sure.
Sure. Pop usually quiz. When I hear that, I say
James
no.
James like, nah.
I'll pass.
Jilly's like, yep. All right. Most influential taglines over the last 75 years. Taglines mean...
For movies?
For different product.
Oh.
Okay? So I'm going to give you the tagline. You have to guess the company.
Okay.
Okay? The tagline, the year was 1993. The tagline was, Got Milk.
I don't remember the name of the brand. I thought that was just the
Dairy
name.
Association.
Yeah. Close. It was the California Milk Processor Board.
Okay.
That was a tough one.
I like the Got Milk. I always remember the mustache, though, was
yeah,
the thing
was
I remembered.
Campaign.
Yeah, it was a good campaign. 1975, Don't Leave Home Without It.
Ooh.
Visa or MasterCard?
Close. Keep going.
I was going to say Chapstick.
American Express.
Chapstick.
Never know.
Chapstick.
That's what I am.
American Express.
Was it American Express?
Yeah, it was American Express.
I was going to say Diners Club. Remember that was like the first credit card, apparently.
It was, yeah. 1988, the year. Just Do It.
Nike.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1984. Where's the Beef?
The Beef Council.
Where's the Beef?
Wendy's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good one.
And then
right.
Arby's is We Have the Beef.
My default is the Council of whatever the product
Council
is.
Of Beef.
Hope you're playing along with us at home here or driving. 1956, the year. You're in good hands with...
Allstate.
All right. That was a giveaway one.
But, you know, look at the staying power. Chris, they still use that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
True.
That was 1956.
Mm-hmm.
1998, the year. Think different.
1998.
Yeah.
1998. Okay. Apple.
Wow. That's right, yeah.
I
would not have gotten that.
I don't actually remember that campaign, but he was all about differentiating himself from everything.
Think different. Apple computer.
It worked.
1962. Retry harder.
We
try harder.
It didn't
harder.
Come out right. We, as in W-E, we try harder. 1962.
UPS.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably too early for UPS.
We try harder.
I don't know.
Avis.
Oh, I would not.
Right.
Yeah, see? I was to expect some sort of wordplay with these, but that one's just...
We try harder.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like it's a lame company.
Yeah. Avis rent a car. Right. We try harder.
It does. I actually like retry harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taste great, less filling.
Oh, I know this one.
Is it a candy bar? Snickers?
Nope.
No, you want a candy bar to be filling.
Nope. Taste great, less filling. Miller Lite.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yes.
I bet a lot of people were like, Miller Lite.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Everybody's playing along right now listening to us. Okay. Melts in your mouth, not in your hands.
M&M's.
Yes.
Sorry.
That came out in 1954.
Wow. But see, they still use it.
Still
they still
you
use it.
Shouldn't always
yes.
try to come up with new
right.
stuff if it's working.
Exactly. Takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Timex.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Timex.
Yes. Very
Timex?
Good.
Timex? That's a watch company?
Yeah, watch company. Good job, Julie.
Okay.
Okay. When it's absolutely, positively has to be there overnight.
That's way too long.
I know.
Yes.
Close. What's the USPS? Other one?
FedEx.
FedEx, yeah.
Oh.
The year was 1948. I believe they still use this today. 1948. A diamond is forever. Which company?
Tiffany's.
Nope.
James Bond. No.
De Beers.
Oh, yeah. I
don't know what that is.
That's a jewelry.
It's a diamond company, jewelry company.
Yeah. Not very many of those stores.
Mm-mm.
Finger Looking Good, 1952.
Come on.
Yeah, I know this one. Finger Looking Good.
Julie knows it.
Glasses. White coat.
Oh, Pringles. Oh, no.
Look at her giving him hits on your glasses, white
KFC.
Coat.
Oh, right. Finger, yeah. I knew that one.
Julie's giving you all these
things. These are hard.
Glasses, white coat.
I thought I'd be better at this, but I guess I never really paid attention to the tagline as much.
Right. The company. What happens here stays here.
Vegas.
There you go.
Visit Vegas or whatever.
All right. I'll give you one more and we'll go to some other trivia. Because You're Worth It, 1973.
Oh, look at Julie. I know this.
This is probably some, the brain this is probably moving. Some like you're weird it. Tagline for an insurance company.
That's a good one, James. Yeah. That would be a good one for an insurance company, because you're worth it.
Clothing
1973. Come on. It's on the tip of your tongue. L'Oreal.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, the makeup company. Yeah.
Yeah. Good job.
It should be an insurance one. I should do that.
Should be, really.
Because you're worth it.
Because you're worth it, James. Because you're worth it. What U.S. president coined the term United Nations in 1942?
That would have been FDR.
Yes, 42. James. I knew you were going to get that. Which animal has the longest lifespan?
Which animal?
Yes.
Tortoise.
That's probably a good guess.
Or the Greenland shark.
Oh, the Greenland shark. Yeah.
Is that the same as the bowhead whale? No. The bowhead whale.
But.
Oh, yeah. And they're not very many of them.
The bowhead whale.
They live like 400 years or something.
Yeah. They live up to over 200 years.
Oh. Long time.
The Greenland shark was longer.
Greenland sharks can live long time.
That's a long time. Be swimming every day, constantly.
It's like walking for us, though. You know, they just do it.
How many times can a hummingbird flap its wings in 1 second?
Ooh.
I think like 100.
Close.
78.
Very close. 80 times per second.
Just think of that.
You can't even imagine that.
That'd be really tiring, I'd imagine. But maybe for them it's just maybe for them it's just like walking.
That's why they have to have a lot of high carb sugar.
Yeah,
food intakes.
What's the most common item? What common item may have more bacteria than toilet seats?
Phone, keyboard.
Yeah,
those are all top ones. Office desks,
handrails.
Office desks. Yeah.
Yeah. Office desks.
I was gonna say doorknobs.
What U.S. president's funeral was interrupted by a cursing parrot?
Oh.
What president?
James is up on the presidents. He really is.
What president?
Is there a year?
Yes, what president?
It is a year.
No year.
It wasn't Teddy Roosevelt, was it?
It was cursing so loud they had to remove it from the service because it was disrupting.
Yeah, I remember reading about this. It's not Teddy Roosevelt.
It was his pet.
It was his pet.
Pet parrot.
Oh, my gosh.
Grant? You just says Grant?
Andrew Jackson.
I was going to say Andrew Jackson. I thought it was too early, though.
Andrew Jackson. Yes.
That's right.
That's hilarious.
I know. They had to remove it.
Learned it from him.
Yeah.
Famously.
And the world's fastest growing plant. It can grow up to 36 inches in 1 day.
It used to be, listen on a bad
That's
note,
why they use it now for
used to
paper
be a,
products.
Used to be a torture method. They would lay people over top of it and let the bamboo grow through them.
Oh, my God.
Have a good day, Thursday.
Wow, James.
I'm not lying. That's real. That's true.
Have a good day. It's Thursday. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock. Fox News on the way next.